Let us again start from the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the last line of the Amud. Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon Rimer, Kol mitzvah shenitztavu Yisrael koidem k'nisosam la'aretz. Every mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was mitzvah to be noyeg before they enter Eretz Yisrael. So these mitzvahs, noheges bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutzal aretz. These mitzvahs were noheg all over. La'acha k'nisosam la'aretz. The mitzvahs that they were nitztave to be noyek first when they enter Eretz Yisrael. So these mitzvahs, eina neheges ela ba'aretz, these mitzvahs are only noyek in Eretz Yisrael. So we have guidelines, mitzvahs that they were mitzuve before k'nisosan to be mekayim, so these mitzvahs are not at all dependent in Eretz Yisrael. Then now you go over the mitzvahs that the tzivui to be misnaig in these mitzvahs was after they enter Eretz Yisrael, so these mitzvahs are only noig in Eretz Yisrael. And we have two exceptions to this klal. Chutz min hashmotas ksofim v'shiluach avodim. She'af al pi, she'nitztavu aleyem la'acha k'nisosan l'oretz, even though these two mitzvahs, the tzivui, the hisnayik v'hem, was after they enter Eretz Yisrael, le'heges bein ba'oretz bein b'chutz l'oretz. That is noig bein ba'oretz bein b'chutz l'oretz. Let us see what Rashi says. Look, Rashi, Namad Aleph, Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon, Poligad Avua, B'sovar d'chodosh einay noig b'chutz l'oretz, V'olo klayim einay ela halocha, idivrei soifrim k'delekamon. Kol mitzvah shenitztavu Yisrael lahanhigo koidim sheyichnesu l'oretz, and dahainu choyves haguf, Neheges bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Chutz mehashmotas ksofen. Ulekamei porech, later the Gemara is going to ask, honami nitztavu oleho koidim lochem. If you're giving me a guideline of mitzvahs they were mitzuve before k'nisosan, or mitzvahs that they were mitzuve after k'nisosan, so these two mitzvahs, they were mitzuve koidim k'nisosan, and nami nitztava la koidim lochem. And how do I know this? The chayves agufi. So memele, so why is this an exception to the rule of maichutz? This belongs into the first category of mitzvahs shenitztava aleihem koidim k'nisosan. So the Gemara answers, that's the Gemara's kasha. Let's go back to the Gemara. So, in fact, the Gemara, Ashmotas Ksofim Choyves Hagufi. So, the Zicha one, it's Tave Koidem Knisosa. So, the Gemara answers, Loi Nitzarcho Elo Lich Desanya. Desanya Rebbe Yoyma. We learned a Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows, Vize Dvar Hashmite Shomoy. There's a kefa loshen. B'shtei shmita is hakosuv medaber. So Rebbe darshened that this posik is speaking about two distinct shmitas. Achas shmitas karke, v'achas shmitas ksofen. Dvar, we're going to learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. That means the posik is speaking about shmitas karke means the Yisacharishin, Zriye, B'shnas HaSheva. Va'achas shmitas ksofim, and there's also a chiyuv to call bal mashe yodai to be shamed from being teveya. So the posik is makish one shmita to the other, and the hekish goes as follows: bizman sha'ato mishamed karka, bizman. Shato mishamet karka, ato mishamet ksofim. בזמן שיאתו משמת קרקע, יאתו משמת כסופם. So the mitzvah of Ashmotas Kesofim is only noyeg bizman that the noyeg Ashmotas Karke. So therefore, let's figure out. So when they were in the midbar, so that there was no niyeg of Ashmotas Karke in the midbar. So therefore, there was no inyan of Ashmotas Kesofim in the midbar. So they weren't nitztave koidem knisos la'aretz, because the mitzvah of Ashmotas Kesofim is chal in this man when there's a mitzvah of Ashmotas Karke. So Ashmotas Kesofim is a mitzvah that was nitztave la'acher knisos la'aretz. So now I had said before a klal, that the mitzvah shenitztavu la'achek nisosan la'oretz einam noigais elo ba'oretz bilvad. So I'm telling you, Ashmotas Kesofim is an exception. That even though it was also first chal la'achek nisosan la'oretz, afal pikein, this is an exception to the rule, and this is noigefilu b'chutz la'oretz. Now, in Yesod, the kasha that we had asked is fanfut already. Okay, we asked a kasha and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, why do you call Hashmotas Kesofim a mitzvah shenitztavu la'acher shenichnesu la'aretz? So he says, well, Rabbi made a hekish that this man of Hashmotas Kesofim is chal and this man of Hashmotas Karka. So it's a mitzvah shenitztavu la'achit nisosan la'aretz. Period. So we finished already. That's the kasha's fanfut. Now the Gemara asks, but since this is nothing to do be'etzem with the memra of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, but this is a new kasha. You just told me there's a hekesh shmitas kesofim to shmitas karke. So ve'eimo, so ein hekesh l'matzos. Let us say b'mokim she'ata mishamet karke, ata mishamet kesofim. B'mokim she'inata mishamet karke, einata mishamet kesofim. So now I'm asking on the halacha you said. You said a halacha, but according to this hekesh, so l'chayre, this hekesh should be mafkiya from what you said. So the Gemara says, Talmud Loimer, ki krosh, korosh mito la'ashem, mikol mokeh. I have a ribuy that tells me that shmitas ksofim is nayig b'chol mokeh. The Teirat Mime says, Ki kora shmita la'ashem is a lashon of mikroi kodesh. It's a zman of kodesh, and it's a zman that's hukva for shmita. It's a zman of shmita. So the pasuk is telling us this man is mechayev shmita. It doesn't depend in which makim we find ourselves. That's a pshat. So that's pshat in this ribu. Now let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. Leinitzercha ela lechedesanye. Dleinitztavo lekoidem lechen. You're asking a kasha. Shmitas Kesofim is from the mitzvah shenitztavo. Koidem lechen. The koidem lechen. No. The altstahekish. They weren't nitztavo koidem lechen. Bizman shein ato mishamet karke. Kegoin ba'midbar, ula'ache shegolu, so there's no niyug of shmitas karke, so there's no niyug of shmitas ksof. Ve'eima b'mokim, now asking of kashe, according to the hekish of Rebbe, v'limut echutz lor etzav bizman abayis. So the Gemara says, I have kikor shmita la'ashem mikol mokim. Now let us see Taisus. Hashmotas ksofim choyves agufi. Perish bekuntres, so what's pshat in the kasha? The loma ato imar, she mitzvah, she nitztavu oleo acha knisos en loritz. Kiven de choyves agufi, since Hashmotas Kesofim is a choyves aguf, nitztavu oleo ach bemidbo, so is nitztavu kaidim knisos en loritz. O mishani, bizman she ato mishamet karke, kigoin ba midbo, the leke charisha is riyah, i'ata mishamet kesofim. So Memele, so this is a mitzvah shenitztavu la'acher shenichnesu la'aretz. Uporich ve'eima b'mokim sh'ata mishamet k'loima av b'zman sh'beis ha'migdash kayim lo'itini gashmotas k'sofim elo ba'aretz mishani hoche rabi eko v'zaribui Talmud lo'ima ki kora shmit d'mashmen mikol mokim v'koshe Nim kein loy hoye loy loyma Talmud loyma ki kore shmite Given that tirit shal kushu ala hava loy lameyma O makro ki kore shmite So dachsich mir, the first kasha is that Talmud loyma means if a person is saying over a whole shtik teire so he's building up a shtik teire this Talmud loyma that means this is how he's building up from this lima, this lima. Here, the Gemara, we had a memre of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. The only problem we had with him, he said a statement that Shmitas Ksofim was a mitzvah shenitztavu la'acha knisoson. That was the problem we had with him. Well, yes, it's not true. So he said, well, there's a hekish. So the Hekish says that this man of Shmitas Ksofim is this first chal, this man of the Shmitas Kak. So we're finished with Abelazar ben Rabbi Shimon, with Ishtik Torah. Now, we're just now that we became aware of this Hekish, so we have a kasha on the halacha. I mean, if there's a Hekish, so why Take is, we have a Hekish, fein Hekish amachza, so why is Ashmotas Ksofim noig and chutzlovitz? We're makashet Ashmotas Karke. So that's the kasha and the hekish. So the Teretz says, Omar Kro, Talmud Loimar is only if someone is saying, over Shtik Teire, so Talmud Loimar, that's how he feels, Ois the Shtik Teire. This is a new kasha with the Teretz, Omar Kro. Va'oid kasha. Then Teretz says the second kasha. Ve'hech Nucha Leforish. According to Rashi, the kasha was on the how Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon said that Shmitas Ksofim falls into the category of the mitzvahs shenogu la'acha shenichnesu la'aretz. It's not true, it's a chayves aguf, so it's from the mitzvahs shenogu koidem shenichnesu la'aretz. So Taisa says, how can we have such a happening before Bekiyas, we have Bekiyas with Rabbi Zahekish, ha'ich nuchu l'forish la'el shetinik Shmitas Ksofim b'midbar, V'loidin shmitis eina la'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva k'demrinim b'soif pirkin godol talmud teire shekodem l'shmitis samach alav shom. That means like this, Shmita is a seventh year. There's halachas in the seventh year. The first Shmita was 61 years after Matan Teire, because there were 40 years in the Midbar, and then there was 14 years of kibush v'chiluk. And then they had to start counting, so that is 54 years. And then they had to start counting 7 years to count Shemitah. So the first Shemitah was 7 years after the 54 years, was 61 years. So the Gemara says, Shemitah was naig in the Midbar. I can say Shemitah's Ksofim. There's no Shemitah yet. Shemitah's Ksofim is a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah that one. You have to have Shemitah first. When Shah Shemitah is the mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksof. The first Shemitah was 61 years after Matan Torah. So how can you say it's the mitzvah shenitztavu yisol kayim shenichnesu l'midbar? Adrei shenichnesu l'oretz. V'nirali. So now Tosfos is going to say a new pshat in the shakla v'tayah of the Gemara. V'nirali. That what the Gemara asks, Hashmotas Ksofim Chayves Agufu. Not that the Kashi is, since it's a Chayves Aguf, so they want it Stave Koydim Knisosim Oz. No, that's not happening with how he said this goes into this category and this goes into this category. No, we're not happening with that. No, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon said a haloche, after his whole Shtik Torah, he said, Afal Pishe, Yitzav Lacha Shenichnesu Loretz, but it's Noig Bechutz Loretz. That was the Shtik Torah. He's saying, I'm going to tell you there's an exception to the rule. It's Noig Bechutz Loretz. The Nira Li, so Taisha said that Moros Kashis Ashmotas Ksofim Chayves Agufu. It's a Chayves Aguf. Vin came Pshita the Noig Afilu Bechutz Loretz. What is he telling us? I mean,
we have a klal, all mitzvahs which are chayvus haguf are noig b'chutz l'oretz. So what is he telling us? Hashmatas ksofim is noig b'chutz l'oretz. Hashteitzach, it's a chayvus haguf.
So the teretz, let's zomar ad nois in veinik. So what's the teretz of this kashe? The teretz of this kashe, so I'll tell you a whole megillah. The megillah starts as follows. There's a hekish that had been made, shmitas, ksofim to shmitas kalke. Now, agavuche, from this hekish, he learns abizman, that the shmitas kalke, the shmitas ksof, that's on the geyatas. But that's Rebbe's limit. But since Rebbe said there's a hekish, So I would say that ein hekesh lemachze, and I would say just like shmitas kalk is only noig boretz, av shmitas ksofim noig boretz. So you're asking me a kasher of a lesson of Shimon. What are you telling me? It's so poshut. Shmitas ksofim is noig b'chutz lo'etz. He says, Rabbi, it's right from poshut. Rabbi made a hekesh, and according to Rabbi's hekesh, it'd be a mokim to say that it should only be noig boretz. So I'm telling you, it's noig b'chutz lo'etz. And the reason is because there's a riboy kikore shmita l'Hashem. So that's the shakla v'tali in the Gemara. The kasha was that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon said a very simple halacha, which everyone knows. And the teretz is, it's right one simple. After you know the kekish of Rebbe, you'll see it's right. He's talking about the gebaldik kechidish. Now let's see Taisus in the main. Okay, pshita didai gefilu b'chutzro. So my yosar Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon l'Hashmina. Or Mishani Leitzriche Lichter Rebbe Kloima. No, Mishum Ekeisha the Makshik Sofim Lekarkois Itzach Lameima. I'm telling you, Vigar Sinon. Now Tosfos made a new girsa in the Gemara that the Gemara flows Mahu de Teima. Where's this girsa Mahu de Teima? By us it says Ve'ema B'mokim Shat Mishamet Karkat Mishamet Sofim. This was Rashi's girsa. That means it's a new kasha. We finished the teretz ready. This is a new kasha. Maybe Shmitas Ksofim should only be noig Beretz Yisrael. According to Tosfos, this is the whole teretz of the kasha. You ask the kasha, it's a chay v'saguf. So what's the chiddush that Shmitas Ksofim is noig b'chutz l'oretz? So he says, no, Rabbi said a hekish. Mahu de teimos. I would think of this hekish. We will assume. Will be makish in mokim also that shmitas ksofim is only noig. In the same mokim that shmitas kark is noig. Mahu de teima. Be mokim shatam shamit kark adayne beretz Yisrael shrei chayvis karki. Atam shamit ksofim. Be mokim shi atam shamit kark atam shamit ksofim. Ve kivin den shmitas kark bechutz loretz. Hashmatas sovim blesini bechutz loretz. Talmud loim. That's my shtik teire. I'm telling you it's noig. It's noig bechutz loretz, even though there's a hekish, but there's a ribui. So that's Talmud Lima. So that's my hostic title. Talmud Lima ki korish mi to mi kol mokim. And mi mikro zamapik le Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon de noig af bechutz loretz. Period. So Tosfos, he erased the ema, and Tosfos, v'achi garsinan mahu de teima. Fine. Alafi gilsa zu ve'im. But then Tosfos says, listen, a fellow without erasing, you can also say this pshat in the Gemara. Alafi gilsa zu ve'im ve'mokim shat ha'mishamit hu siyim atiritz. That's also a continuation. You ask me, akash es poshu d'tzchayvus haguf. So memele, so I'm telling you, no, Rabbi said a hekesh ve'im and memele, who see my parents? This is the parents of the kasha. Yes, v'lav b'loshin kushu k'moy l'peirish akutras. Fine. V'is v'orim d'garsi nami v'eimo nami. That's how the Masha says. V'eimo nami. They put in a nami. So memela we have this v'eimo, we have a nami. So then again, it's going together. So v'eimo nami. So let's say also because of this hekish. That Shemitah's Ksavim should be noig afilu b'chutz l'oretz. Okay, period. Now we have to stop Tosfos and learn the Gemara further. And then we'll see the second half of Tosfos. Now, Shilu achavod chayves hagufi. Now, we're beginning, and now we learn, we know how Tosfos learned pshat. So let's learn like Tosfos says. Tosfos says the Mashmoy said this Gemara Zicha like this. He says the Gemara is asking a kasha. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon said Shiluach Avodim is noyig
בחוץ לארץ. פרקט גמור חייבס הגופי, פשטייט צח, צח חייבס הגוף. I shouldn't be noig. Sal kedai ta hamina, hoyo, uksib, ukrosom, droir, boretz. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk of Shiluach Havod says, ukrosom, droir, boretz. The whole droir is boretz. Boretz ain't bechutz oretz loy. So you can't ask me a kasha, it's poshet, it's a chay v'sagof, it's enough in the Pasuk, boretz. Talmud loyma, so fakertz, I'm telling you a big chiddush that it's noig bechutz loretz, because there's another drash, yoyvel hi mikol mokim. So Jevil he mikol mokim, that Jevil is not mikol mokim, so memele, so it's not gifel b'chutz lov. In kein ma tamad loy meboretz, but you just mentioned that the pasuk says across on dre boretz. Bizman shadre neig boretz, neig b'chutz loretz, ein dre neig boretz, ein neig b'chutz loretz. Exactly what this means, we'll see in Taisvitz. Now, let's continue Taisvitz. V'chein b'samuch de parich. Now Taisvitz says, I just told you pshat in the Gemara's kasha and Abeleza b'Rav Shimon. The first kasha was, it's poshet, that it's noig b'chutz loretz, it's achoy v'saguf. V'chein b'samuch de parich, the second kasha, shiluach avodim, choy v'sagufi, kidefrishis. The same pshat I said before, kabi yeshmotis ksofim, tzoch leforish, kabi shiluach avodim, the same kasha. It's poshet, it's a choy v'saguf. And the Gemara says, no, I would think it's only noig in Eretz Yisrael, it says, across on the ba'oretz. V'leinecha leforish, kemoy shepirish bekuntrish, pashmatos ksofim. According to Rashi's pshat, the old Gemara klapsach nisht. According to Rashi's pshat, the first kasha was, on Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon, why did you say that hashmatos ksofim was chal later, was chal b'koydim shenichnas l'oretz? That mind says, no, there's a hekish that we're makish, hashmatos ksofim, to hashmatos kake, and hashmatos ksofim is only chal b'zman of hashmatos kake. Fine. So the kasha was a kasha of zman. The Gemara said a peretz that the zman is chal later. Here the Gemara's kasha, you see from the peretz, let's go backwards. The peretz is, I would think it's only noig boretz. You see, the kasha was not a kasha on zman. The kasha was on the aloche. The kasha was on the loch. It's poshet that it's noig b'chutz lo'ot. It's a chay v'sagut. Kamash malon. That's what it says. No, it says boretz. So this gemara zicha flows better according to Taisus than according to Rashi. V'nicha leforish kemay shepirish pekuntres pashmotes ksof. Period. Now we're finished with our sugya. But now Taisus is going to bring down a gemara in Gittin. And from this Gemara in Gittin, Taisin going to make a mapech and asug, yeah? And again, not like Rashi in Gittin. The Rashi pirish beperik hasheleich. Gabi hodo omar rabayim. The Gemara over there, let's just explain what the Gemara over there is speaking about. The Gemara over there says that Hillel had said there's a prusbul, you can buy a prusbul in your goive, a choyim and shviz. Like, well, I don't understand. There's a mitzvah of a shmitas ksofim, a shmotas ksofim. You make a puzzle and the oika dolem in a teira. How does that work? So the mother says, no. Omar Rabaye v'shviyas b'zman hazeh d'loy mishamet midaraisa. So Rabaye says, no. Hillel is speaking about b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh, there's no din of a shmotas ksofim. So it's only the Rabbonon. And the Rabbonon says, if you had a puzzle, there's no the Rabbonon. Finished. So now we have to prove that Shmitas Ksofim Bizmanas is the Rabbana. And now who told you this? Where did we get this from? So the Gemara continues. Omar Rabbi, Bishvis Bizmanazer, the Loy Mishamit, Midarais, Berebi is going according to Rabbi. This Rabbi is very familiar to us. The Sanye Rabbi Oimer Mizet Vahashmita Shamit. The Kark, so we're Makish Shmitas. Sofim to Shmitas Kalke. Just like Shmitas Kalke is not knowing Bismanazeh, Shmitas Ksofim is also not knowing Bismanazeh. Fine. Now, before we go further, we have to understand why isn't Shmitas Kalke knowing Bismanazeh? The Gemara is very sosom. Gemara is, why isn't Shmitas, well, it's hookish to Shmitas Kalke. And why isn't Shmitas Kalke knowing Bismanazeh? The Gemara Masach nicht wissen. Aber Al Kaponim, so it's a very sosom dike Gemara. So Rashi took care of the Gemara. Rashi doctored up the Gemara. And let's see what Rashi says over there. So Rashi says as follows. So Rashi says, the karke, the Rebbe, Sani Rebbe Oime, Bezed Var Shmita Shomit, the karke ainin nishmetes, Mecharisha Uzriye, Elo Davke Bizman Habayis. How do I know this? May Haikra Gufe, from this pasuk, I also know that Shmita's karke is only Bizman Habayis. Upirish, echod shmitas karke, charisha zriye. Ve echod shmitas ksofem, nashmotas milve. Idi ve idi shviyas, these two inyone shviyas. Kshein hayoivu noyik shmitin nami loyhoye noyigim. So these two shviyas of karke and ksofem is only noyik bizman shayoivu noyik. Kididorish biyirishalmi. This is the lashon of Rashi. This is a little marich. Vezed var hashmita shomayt. Rashi brings a yirishalmi. Vishtei shmitois hakosov medaber. Now the yirishalmi has a new pshat in this Rashi. Achas shmitas yoivel. That's what we're learning till now. Bavli, shtei shmitas. We're talking about shviyas. Achas shmitas karkav and chish and zri and achas shmitas tzofen. No, Rashi brings a Yerushalmi, v'shtei shmitas akosov medaba, achas shmitas yoivu, v'achas shmitas shviyas. The shviyas and the yoivu. Shtei Yerushalmi, bizman she yoivu noyik, shviyas noyik. Ein a yoivu noyik, ein shviyas noyik. Bizman az ein a yoivu noyik, the gabi yoivu ksiv, ba'oretz l'chol yoishvel, Bizman shekol yeshve oleo, yoivu noik. Bizman azen yeshve oleo, yoivu yevene noik, shviyas nami enin meheges. Now, Rashi really doctored up the Gemara, meyredik. But when you look at the Gemara asks, why isn't shviyas noik bizman azen? Because it's hukish lo shviyas karke, hukshu hashmadas sov lo shviyas karke. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Rashi just feeds us a multitude of information. If you know the Yerushalmi, you understand that Gemara very well. The Yerushalmi says that Shviyas is totally in Yoivul, and also Yoivul is totally Bizman Shekol Yishveoleh. So Abuki be Yerushalmi learns the Bavli, he has no problems. Get me right. Zuktaisves. Because Masha Pirish, Rashi says, the Hekish that the Gemara brings, the Shmita's Karka, Haina Mecherish is Ribe Shviyas. The Gemara said, we're Maka Shmita's Ksofim to Shmita's Karka. And so that doesn't tell us anything. Vuhutz Rechlovi Rashi, Idrosh the Yerushalmi. So, but when you learn the Yerushalmi, now you understand that Shviyas of all Dine Shviyas is Hukish to Yoivu. Dim Kain. So Abai should have bought it. I mean, that's the whole parrot. So you tell me, you start off by telling me that Hashmotas Ksof was doing the Hashmotas Karke, and then Ayin Birushalmi, the Tim Tsanaches. I mean, you didn't tell me anything yet. I don't know anything yet. Why isn't Hashmotas Ksof Noig Bizman Azeh? Because it's Demet Hashmotas Karke. Why isn't Hashmotas Karke Noig Bizman Azeh? Ayin Birushalmi. Why didn't Abai tell us this? And we have to be that we were same under the keys of Rashi. The Linkain Hoya Loila Baye Lahavi Isa Abaye should have told us this whole stick Torah. Kivin Shehi Iker. That's the Teretz. The Teretz is the Mirshami. The Misham Mechiach, the Shmita and the Heges. Sherei Loyadin Klum Elameyahu. All we know is only from the Yerushalmi. Whatever Abaye said is worthless. Abaye said that Shmita's Ksofim is like Shmita's Karke. So what? So everything is built on the Yerushalmi. And the bike that bring the Yerushalmi. Lekach perish Rabbeinu Tam. So now the Rabbeinu Tam is going to say a new pshat in this Hekish of Rebbe, sei in a Gemore, and sei in the Gemore in Gitten, lekach perish Rabbi Netam, ki zois adroshe dohocha. The drosha that Agamor we said that Shmitas Ksofim is hukish to Shmitas Karke, Hainu Ahi the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi what Rashi brought down. The Rebbe Nami Omro Hosom in Gitten, in by Gitten you need the Yerushalmi. Without the Yerushalmi don't know anything. And now let's explain. Ushmitas Karke, so now Taisva says, that what the Rebbe said, Hukshu Shmitas Ksofim L'Shmitas Karke. We'll say soon how the words put in, but it means Hukshu Shviyas L'Yoivu. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. Now, how does it fit into the words? It fits into the words as follows. Ushmitas Karke Kori Yoivu Shechoyzeres L'Bailam V'Yoivu. That's the type Shmitas Karke. Shmitas Karke means that the lekeach of the karka lets go of his bailus, and it goes back to the meicher. So shmitas karka is gematria achzores karkois biyoyvul. That's the type shmitas karka. Shmitas karka kori yoyvul shechoyzres lebailim biyoyvul. That's called shmitas karka. Ma she'ein kein b'shviyis. Shviyis, there's no shmitas karka. If we're talking about Shvishtei shmitoi sakosov medaba, shmitas karke, shmitas karke make me lost up the bailus from the karke, and it goes back to the moicha. That's gematria yoivu. That's the only time you lost up the bailus from the karke. Ushmitas ksofim, now Agamore says we're makish shmitas ksofim to shmitas karke. Shmitas Ksofim is gematria Shviyas. Kori Shviyas. Now how, why is Shmitas Ksofim called Shviyas? She'ein Ashmatas Ksofim b'yoivul. Because Shmitas Ksofim is only in Shviyas. Kinder Doshine b'sefri Parshas Rei, b'zeh dvar ha-shmite, shmite m'shametas Ksofim v'lo yoivul. Okay. So Shmitas Ksofim means Shviyas. Shmitas Karka means Yoivul, and I explained to you how it is. V'ochi Pirusha. Now let's explain the Hekish of Rebbe. Bizman Sha'ato Mishamet Karka B'Yoivul. That's the type of Mishamet Karka. Shehi Chayzeres Lebailim. Ato Mishamet Sofim. Hainu Shviyish. Shviyis. That's Shviyis. Sheikh Sofim. Nayagim. Ashmatas Ksofim means Shviyas, because that's Ashmatas Ksofim is only known by Shviyas. Who had in the Mairi by Shmitas Harishas Riech? I mean, the Shmitas Ksofim, that only means Shmitas Ksofim. It means all the Dinei Shviyas are Hukshu to Yoibu. The Shmitas Shviyas Legamri, Yalfina Lo Mi Shmitas Yoibu. We learn our Shviyas from Yoibu. So the Gemara is saying, that we learn out Shmita Shviyas from Yoivul. V'ho dinokat Shmitas Ksofim. So he's talking about Shviyas. Why did he mention that for Shmitas Ksofim? Mishum dinokat Karke, because he said Shmitas Karke means Yoivul. V'shei roitze lahaske mahi Shmitas Yoivul. So he said Shmitas Karke. Noket nami Shmitas Ksofim didom yilu Shmitas Dami lo shmita shevo, shebe yevo chayzrei sa sodais miloi keyach lamoicha, shmita ksofim kemoi kein mufkoim mimalve leloive. That means, he wants to, in other words, he wants to tell you we're makish shviyas to yevo. But he wanted a phrase that you should figure out that the posik is saying shmita shmita. So he says the posik is telling us that there is a shmita, that a lekeyach, lets go of his ownership of the karke by Yoivul. That's called Shmitas Karke. He lets go of his ownership. Shmitas Ksofim is that Amalva lets go of his shibud when it comes Shviyas. So the Pasuk calls both of them Shamait, Maskeh Shmita to Shmita. So therefore, Rebbe explained, we're talking about Yoivul and Shviyas, but the Pasuk is comparing the two Shamites, the two letting goes. So we speak about there's a letting go of a lekeach, the let's go of a kake in Yoivon that goes back to the Bible. And there's a letting go in Shviyas at a malva, let's go of his shibud, and the chayv goes back, and the money goes, remains by the loiv. Inami mishum, the bishviyas, nehege shmitas tzof mashen can be yoivon mishimachin lokebo. Maybe chaps on shmitas ksofim, because that is the only thing that's only noig in shvius. The shvius karke is noig b'shvius b'yoivu. So he wanted to tell us that shvius is hukish liyoivu. That's a chapt on shmitas ksofim. Now, so after the end of Taisvis, it comes out. Now let's just go back to the Gemara, and now we have to learn over the Gemara. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, so the Gemara asked the Kashem, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon had said that Shmitas Ksofim is Noyeg B'chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara asks, Chayves HaGufi, so the Kashem according to Rabbeinu Tam is, so it's Poshet, it's a Chayves HaGufi, it's Noyeg B'chutz La'aretz. Lei nitzrcha elo lech desanye, desanye Rebbe Yoyim is et vah ha-shmite shomit, p'shtei mite shmite is ha-kosov medaba, achas shmite skarke, which means yoivu, v'achas shmite sksofim, which means shviyiz. And shmite sksofim, and again, alone, is man shata mishamit karke, which is בזמן שהיובל נויג, this is that's after כל ישבל, that's not upon him, that's דווקא, לאחר שנכנסו לארץ, אתם משמעת כספים. So שמיטס כספים is נויג, is שמיטס כספים, is this in הנגיוס, נען דגמרס, מהו דתאימה, במוקים שאתם משתת, the terrace fats from the מהו דתאימה. So I would think just like the החזורס הקרקויס ביובו is only נויג in ארץ ישראל, so I would think that שמיטס כספים is also only no gemeres is all, even though it's a chayves haguf, is kamash malon. This is how the Rabbeinu Tam loim shat in the Gemara, so there's a double machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Number one, what the kasha is, the kasha was not is that he put shmitas ksofim the long category, the kasha was on the etzem halacha that he said, it's poshet, it's a chayves haguf, and the teretz is according to Taisvis that I would think I have a gzeres hakosev that tells us it should only be noyig ba'oretz, either als the hekesh to yoivol, or als it says later ba'oretz by shiluach avodim. And then Taisvis is chaylik on the etzem hekesh of Rebbe, that hukshu shmitas ksofim l'shmitas karke, what's pshat in this shmitas karke? Shmitas karke Rashi learns from Mecharisha Rizriya b'shviyis, and therefore Rashi has to doctor up a Gemara in Gittin, and according to Taisve, Shmitas Karka means Yoivul, Shmitas Ksofim means Shviz. Zog the Gemara weiter, Tnan Hosom, we learned in the Mishneh, Achodosh Oso min HaTorah B'chol Mokim. Chodosh is Oso B'chol Mokim. This is like Rabbi Elazar in the Mishneh, he darshins Moishav means all over. Allah is also noyig all over halacha. Vakloim midivrei seifrim, and klai kerem is noyig all over midivrei seifrim. So everything is also b'chol mokim, but there are different dargis. Chodesh is also min ha-teira, not from the pasuk Moishav. All is a halacha, and kloim is midivrei seifrim. Frag the Gemara, my halacha. This is a very sosum dike statement, my halacha. Oma Rav Yehuda Mashmul hilchese medine. So Rav Yehuda said that it's a chengifirt azoi. That means mikradin and chutz loretz, all is mutter. But the minig is that they were machma ba'ol. Ule Omar Rabbi Yechanin, halacha l'moishe misinai. No, it's halacha, it's not a posik, it's halacha l'moishe misinai. Omalei Ule l'Rav Yehuda. So now Ule told Rav Yehuda, we have a difference of opinion what the Taich Halach is. You learn Hilchus Medina, I learn Halach L'Maisha Misina. Now, Bishleima L'Didi Damin Halach L'Maisha Misina. I say that it means Halach L'Maisha Misina. Hainu D'Shoni Lon Bein Sofik Ola L'Sofik Loi. So now I'll show you there's a chilik and halacha between Sofik Ola and Sofik Loi. This nan safik ola ba'oretz osa besuye muta b'chutz la'oretz yered v'loikeach b'bat shalayir and loiket. We won't touch this now. Just let's just say the words. But al kaponim safik ola b'chutz la'oretz yered v'loikeach b'bat shalayir and loiket. V'ilu gabi kloim nan kerem anatua yerek v'yerek nimka chutz la'oy ba'oretz osa besuye muta. Al kaponim, we see there's a shinui between Ola and Kloyim. Ola is yored v'leikeach u'bavad shela yirenu leikeit, and Kloyim is yored v'leikeit u'bavad shela yilkeit b'yad. Whatever this means. Ela ledidach, but according to you, you're saying that everything is darabonon, all the silchus and medine, and the climb is midivrei saib, everything is darabonon, is oizev is a yered v'loikeich, oizev is a yered v'loikeich, so memela, why had you split the hair? So the Gemara says, oh, what's your problem, Bula? Omalei shmuel arabonon, tini oizev is a yered v'loikeich, oizev is a yered v'loikeich. Eina chanami take, there's a mistake in the Mishnah, the Eretz Yisrael and I'm sorry, the Kloyim and Ola have the same halach. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi also min ha-teire b'chol mokeh. Chodesh is also min ha-teire b'chol mokeh. Kosovo Moishov kol mokeh sha'atem yoishvimash. But that's the Taich Moishov. Hilchese Medine, hinhigu heim aleim b'chutzalot. It's a kind of field for that. So, hainu de shonilon. So, Ule said, according to me, therefore there's a difference, chomol, sofik ola, misofik line. Period. Now, Rashi is going to say taichvelta. What's the taich sofik ola? So, Rashi says two cases. Safik Ola, Safik Avlo Aleh Shalei Shanim. Number one. Inami, Parde Sheyesh Pai Netiyas Ola, Gushal Netiyas, Velokat Oivikichom Min HaPeres, Vein Yadua Meheichom. I don't know which one he took. Now, let me just say over one thing. The Goyin says Pshat in this Rashi. Rashi says two Pshatim. Let's not get misled. Let us, for example, say the first Mishnah. The Mishnah says, it says, Sofik Ola Ba'oretz Osa Besuya Muta. Now, this Sofik Ola, I could say Tupshatim. I could say Sofik Ola means there's a tree. I don't know if it's 3 years or not. Ba'oretz it's Osa Besuya it's Muta. I could say Sofik Ola, the second Pshat is a Pardis, there's some older trees, there's some young trees, there's some old trees, and a person went in there, and I don't know which one he took from. That's also Sofik Ola. But the third case that we differentiate between Kloyim and Dos, that Zicha is speaking about the second case of Yeret, he goes, if it's Leikeach or Leikeit, this is Zicha speaking about that he walked into the Pardes, and I don't know which one he took. Not the first Sofik. That's how the Goyin in, this is the Goyin in Reisha Vital Lamed Gimel, he says, that Rashi says two Sofik Olos, so the first Sofik Olo could be used to differentiate between Eretz Yisrael and Sure. But when we start differentiating between Klayim and Dos, Yeret V'Lekeich and Dos, this is only speaking about the second case. if there's a tree, and then the guy took it, so then these chalukim of being, and I don't know how old the tree is, there's no difference between klaim and chutzlaret. So the difference is when you have a taruvis. You have a taruvis in a pardes of different trees, And now we have a difference between Yerid Leikei, Yerid Lekeach. That's what Rashi is saying. So Anigei Elonu, the second sophic is Anigei Elonu when we speak about Chutzlo.
Let's continue with Rashi. Bisuye Yaram Tzoiva, Shekovesh David, the Sinfa im Eretz Yisrael, he annexed it to Eretz Yisrael. Ukasava kibishochid loishme kidbush, so a male really it's chutzla, tilkach sveike mutter, the common pachinen, writing was going to ask me, Allah, the Moshe Messinae, the chutzla, it's ech mekel besveike, Moshaninan, eime kach nemro haloch. That was the haloch, sveike mutter, the chutzla, it's fadoosa. He says, Bekuf is the haloch, the Moshe Messinae was, that vaday all is us and sveikas mut. Uba chutzlaretz. The rachik tvei, that means niyasot surah is also chutzlaretz, but surah is close to Eretz Yisrael. It's michlev. Yeah, but like michlev, that's one be michlev. Yared Yisrael, polaikeach min oivet keichovim aloiked mi pardes. He goes into the pardes. Sheyesh, but here Rashi says, Chloe talking about. Sheyesh by netiyas yaldes zekenis. The Yisrael yoideya shul nichna sham. He's knowing he's taking from there. He's not taking from the freezer. He's taking from this pardes, which there are mutadike and asa. Veloiket lechatchila, and then he tells them to go take from there. Which one should I take? Whatever your heart desires. I finished, and that's mutan chutzlov. Now let us learn Rashi without Hagoyis. Ubelvad shalayenu Yisrael kshuloiket mina ola. That means, I know very well he could be taking from the ola, but ignorance is bliss. If I didn't see him take from the ola, it's muta. V'ha desanya le'el b'sure muta. So what's the chaymer of sure over chutzlots? Kshenilket kvar. By Surah, speaking about Sofik Olamuta, at Lamaise, this guy has payers to sell. Where he got them from, I don't know, maybe he got them from the freezer. Who knows where he got them from? He has, most probably got it from the powders, but Al Kaponim, he has Nilka Tikka payers that he's selling. It could be totally got it from the powders, but I don't know for sure. Here, I'm telling him to go to the powders. I'm telling him to go to the powders. This is already, and here we're playing with Russian roulette. I said, there's Allah, there's Nos. So that's the cooler of Chutzlos over Surah. It doesn't tell him, go and take from the powders. Kerem, that's Allah. Klayim, Kerem, Hanatu Ayerek. Shazor ha-yerek bein ha-kfanim, ma'ab alay klay ha-kerem. V'yerek nimka chutz alay. Now, what's the case? And the guy is selling yerokis, chutz alay. V'yesh lochush. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, shema v'yerek shegodlo b'keremu. V'ahab alay sofik kiloy. Yoyred oyved kechavim. Now, that is... Eretz also, Mesura Mutter. Vechutzal Oretz, Yoyred Veloiket. Yoyred Zutrashi, Oyved Keichovim Veloiket Min Hakloyim Amish. U Moicher Lechover, and he sells this to Lechover. U Belvad Shaloyilkait Achover Atzmoy Biyat. He shouldn't the chover should not be like it miyad. V'im ise da ola b'chutzal ha'oretz divrei soifem eloch l'moish misinai maishta da'achma b'sofik ola misofik kiloi. Now, let's just look. Elo didoch nisna idi the ola the climb. I zev is a yerd veloiket. The guy is yerd veloiket. They also bechutzlatz ela es azayreya yes aloiket biyadaya. So my mele. So the Gemara answered that enechanami. According to Shmuel, like this. So the goyin asks and Rashi two kashes. One kashi asks and Rashi. I mean, what's the heter? What's the heter? He's like it. The yid is now allowed to take it off the tree, but the girl's allowed to take it off the tree. I see him taking it off the tree. What's the lumdis to this? And number two, the goyin asks, the Gemara Vaista is klonitazai. The Gemara Vaista is that Ula said, Bishlaim Baladidid Amin Allah Lamayishim Isinai, Haini Dishani Lambein Safik, Ola La Safik Kloim. So the Gemara that Ula said, according to me, I understand the difference in Safik Ola and Safik Kloim. According to Rashi, it's not Safik Kloim. It's Vada Kloim. It's not a heter in Safik Kloim. By Kloim, the Isser is, you're not allowed to be Zerei, not allowed to be like it. But the heter is not. The heter is not Sofik Loim. The heter is Avilavadi Loim is Mutter. And the Chazanish says, Akochach, according to Rashi, it's speaking about the field belongs to a goy, and the goy is like it. It could be, this the Chazanish doesn't say, but it could be the Lomdus is, that in Chutz Loretz they said, Goyishik Loim is Mutter. What's called Goyishik Loim? That it grew by the goy, and the goy was like it, and that's called Goyishik Loim. If it grew by the goy, this the Chazanish says klal. If it grew by a yeet, and I tell a goy to pick it, that's garnished. That's ichorasa. So the heter is goyishikloyim means in this gadalaitz alakum a goyim loktay. That's goyishikloyim. If it was this gadalaitz alakum and a yeet was like it, that's not called goyishikloyim. That's called yad Yisrael beemtza. Fine, but the Gemara says, I understand the difference between Safik Ol and Safik Loim. According to Rashi, this Kasha the Goyness. It's not Safik Ol and Safik Loim. It's Safik Ol and Vadek Loim. So this is a Kasha on Rashi. Just let's see the bottom taste. So Ol Aloche Oklaim Edibre Safik Bim Taima. Amaylo yafin in klaim mikal v'chayma the chodosh. We had before kal v'chayma Rav Shimon Yechayad Mei that not the chodosh is also in chutz loretz avad give us klaim because it's history chumres, it's also vano in hetel yisure yisure yisraelam. No, I got v'chutz loretz the reis ema chodosh ain yisure yisraelam. Yishloim et gesov raitane d'chsid ka bikloim sod cho. Rimuti zroim shebechutz lots gedam alakam. There's a fair shemi yeti kemek a kalbachayim. Ve'ein loim et the olami yanaisi be kalbachayim. But let's make a kalbachayim all of them chodosh. Ikalameime kloyim yechichu. You have a bigger kalbachayim from kloyim. Afal pikein et zmutan chutz loretz. So, about the gibis, all.